Hello, this is Kerry. Here's another thought that sounds pretty simple, but you'd be surprised by how many people don't do it. Show up for work and school all the time. Real simple, but so many people have called in sick to work at some time or another when they really haven't been sick. I won't argue on the morality of it. That's not what's at issue here. What's at issue is that you're only hurting yourself. In every job I worked at, it was clear who was missing work because they weren't committed to the job. And these people ultimately lost their jobs. There was a very strong correlation between these workers and poor job performance. Just don't be one of these people. Now, if you are truly sick or have a personal issue, by all means, don't go to work. And of course, take all your vacation. To me, that's mandatory. You need the break. People probably need a break from you too, because you'd be too intense and too stressed out if you didn't take vacation. However, if you are missing work because you just don't want to go, then find another job quickly. Okay, don't fake it. Okay, I was pretty strong in saying at the beginning, all the time be at work. I wanted to get your attention. I want to make sure you're going when you're healthy. And if you're not going because you're not feeling good about this job, then you got to find something else. In regards to class, I'll never understand why kids skip college classes. Maybe because I paid for college and I knew how much each of the classes specifically cost me. Or maybe it's because the most important thing I learned in school came up from a professor's offhand comment in an 8 a.m. class one day and not from a textbook. An important thought here, another one that I want to talk about quickly. If you do all your work and turn it in on time every time, you're going to find life is going to be much easier for you. A friend I worked with and I used to talk about this all the time. Half the battle of success at work is doing everything that's required of you in a timely match, in a timely fashion. If you do this in whatever job you have, then you're going to be looked at as dependable. This in turn is going to give you more independence and responsibility at work. People will know that you get things done without needing to be managed. And you got to love that. Who wants to be overmanaged? And here's a little secret that's really going to help you. Plan to get things done before the due date. This not only provides a buffer in case something goes wrong, because something does go wrong. Not all the time, but every once in a while. You can't count on everything being done according to your timeline. It'll also help you lessen your stress level. I've always done this, and I can't tell you how much it's made for an easier, less stressful life. By the way, this idea holds true not only with work, but with so many aspects of life. As do many of these work principles that I've sort of talked to over the last few episodes. Pay all your bills and pay them on time. Pay your taxes on time. Do all your chores and do them on time. By now you get the point. Doing so just makes it easier to manage your life. I want to end with a point I started with. Don't call in sick unless you really are. I was a real stickler for this with my kids, and if they're listening, they'll probably remember this. If my kids didn't go to school in high school because they were sick, that was fine. That was okay with me. However, I wanted them to get healthy. I didn't want them to get everybody else sick. We also know a lot of kids who may fake being sick because they just don't want to be there that day. But if it was on a Friday, that also meant they weren't allowed to go out the weekend, because if they're sick on a Friday, got to make sure they're better for Monday. Needless to say, none of my kids were ever sick on Fridays. This is Kerry Siegel reminding you once again to please not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.